Michael Kerr here, Humor at Work, with another episode of, you guessed it, Humor at Work. For the next three podcasts, I want to share my three R's for putting humor to work for less stress: relax, reframe, and reward. In this first of the three-part series, let's talk about the power of humor and laughter to help us relax in the face of stress. Now, that may sound incredibly trite and trivial, like a, you know, duh, but a lot of psychologists believe that a healthy sense of humor truly is one of the most effective stress busters available to us. Humor is the complete opposite of stress in terms of how it impacts us, and it's a triple whammy. It is a triple threat in the fight against stress. It changes our thinking, so it affects us cognitively, it changes us emotionally and physically when we laugh. So it's like a three for the price of one deal we've got going on here, folks. We just have to remember to do it, to tap into our sense of humor, because it will relax our brains. It does that mental flossing thing. It reboots the old hard drive when we need it. How many of you have had a situation? I know I've had this hundreds of times probably over my life, where we've made a situation worse because we didn't take the time to do the mental flossing thing. Well, humor can help us sort of hit that reset button. It does shift us cognitively. In fact, studies show that when you're in a conflict situation with another person, if you get that person laughing, that person will tend to shift, or yourself laughing even, you will tend to shift from thinking convergently, in other words, from thinking there's only one possible solution to this problem, to thinking divergently, where you can see that there's more than one possible solution here. And then finally, humor helps us physically. When you have a good laugh, it massages those muscles where you pick up a lot of tension. It lowers your blood pressure after a good hearty laugh. You increase the flow of blood. You increase salivary immunoglobulin A, which helps fight respiratory infections. You increase the activity in your T killer cells. You increase painkilling chemicals, reduce stress-induced chemicals, you increase the flow of oxygen to the brain. And oxygen going to the brain at work? Highly recommended. In fact, one study found that laughter works faster to relax our bodies than either Valium or vodka, while another study found that a good hearty belly laugh is the same physical workout as a few minutes on a rowing machine. So now you know what I do? I go down to my local gym and I laugh at the people working out. So, tap into your sense of humor to relax in the face of stress. If you sign up for my free weekly e-zine Humor at Work, or cruise over to the website www.humoratwork.com, you will find hundreds of ways to tap into your sense of humor to relax in the face of stress. And now it's time for Mike's Fun at Work tip. My Fun at Work tip, tying into our theme of relaxing, is, again, it may sound pretty trivial and goofy, but I've seen so many companies put this to work effectively, and that's to simply create a humor first aid kit for yourself or for your team at work. Stockpile it with resources that are going to give you a laugh in the face of a stressful moment or a stressful day. Funny books, funny photos, funny noisemakers, props, costume parts, anything that's going to give you a laugh. I know the call center company Barrel, they have a laugh box where they put in funny things that people have said, funny questions, funny bloopers that people have said. So when they need a laugh, somebody just reaches into the laugh box and shares a moment out of their laugh box, and it works wonders. So create a humor first aid kit for your workplace. And the quote of the week, from that workplace stress expert Lily Tomlin, who once said, "Even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat." And finally, in It's a Wacky World, according to this study, I guess people are pretty stressed out there in the old workplace. 25% of employees have admitted to physically assaulting a photocopier. In fact, my province of Alberta in Canada, according to an Ipsos Reid survey, is Canada's leading capital for photocopy machine rage. 51% of Albertans have physically assaulted a photocopier. Until next time, everybody, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.